Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Shabbos Daf Yotes in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheini, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting at Amud Aleph, seven lines from the top. The Gemara just mentioned before that a Bris Milah, there's a Shita that says, even though Bris Milah needs to be done in the day, it's only if it's done Bizmanoi, only if it's done on the correct day. But if that day passed, you could do it day and night. Says the Gemara now, Tanya Rabbi Yosef Kamei Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin the Kola Nimoilim Shiloyu Nimoilim Ela Bayim. How do you know that always Bris Milah needs to take place during the day? Talmud Loimer Uvayoyim. It says Uvayoyim, Bayoyim Hashmini has to be during the day. Omer Rabbi Yochanan V'yesh Kanzu, is that correct? We learned called Mechuyavei Tvilois Tvoilin Kedarkom Bayoyim. Usually, the din is that a person who's chayav tefillah, the time of the tefillah is the day. The day that comes, the last day after the tumo, then he goes to the mikvah. Chutz mi nida v'yoledes, nida, regular nida, and yoledes, woman who gave birth. She'ena tevelas ela balayla. The tefillah has to be done in the night. A nida, after she counts the 7 days, she goes to the mikvah at the conclusion of the 7 days in the night. And a yoledes, you learn from nida. Nida shovers mano, but a nido that after the 7th day, now can read the 8th day, travels with my yoyim, remember lilo. Then she go to the mikvah day and night. So you see, once past the time, there's a certain day, that's the day, the 7th day. There you say it could be either day or night, by Mila it's the day, by Nida it's the night. But once it passed, and you've passed the day, so then there's no difference between day and night. And that's a right, the Bris Mila should be allowed to be done in the night. The Gemara goes on and says, "Dosho b'chia ba'abo letzuroi," and to the people from Tzur. Nida shover zmano, if the time passed, when she's already out the 7th day, tevelas bein bayoyim bein balayla, she can do go to the mikvah day and night. Tam and Amir learned over there, afilo over zmano, even if the time passed, she is still go to the mikvah only in the night. Because of her mother-in-law and because of her daughter-in-law, they will see her going during the day, and they will say, "Oh, you see, the nida goes to the mikvah during the day." So the coming show now that Nida goes during the night, even though right now it's after this man, she couldn't go during the day, we continue to go only in the night. Isha Achaz Bishra Bersenu, there was this woman, a wife of a chosh of a rav, who always said to Yveles Kedarka Bayom, we saw her going to the mikvah during the day. Ne'emai Muberes Mon Hoiso. So you have to say that it was after the time, and then you could go to the mikvah during the day, as we just learned. Now the Gemara goes on to another din by Nida. Neither shenan sovetovlo, which means by mistake she did tefillah, she fell into the water. So shavim b'shem rav tehoyu leveis sovetmeo letaharis. For her husband, that's good enough. So she's allowed to be with her husband, but she's still tomeh for taharis. But b'shem rochanino tmeo ben leveis sovetmeo letaharis, she's still tomeh for both. That's not considered to be going to the mikvah. My time, what's the source? It says in the pasuk, kubas shenis v'toyer. You go a second time to put the clothing in the mikvah. Referring to nigei begadim, clothing they got saras, they go to the mikvah before the hezger, and after the hezger, after they put aside, you go to the mikvah again. So it says sheni the second time. Marishoni ladas avashni ladas. Same with the first one was bedas, meaning with intention. So the second one was also with intention. Umenayishu rishoni ladas. I know the first one was with intention. Vetziva koyin bechibusu ladas. The koyin says go to the mikvah. So that's ladas. So clearly the pasuk says go and do it. The koyin gives the order to do it. So merely sheni, which is when a person does it on his own, it's only also ladas, and from here you learn to all the tefillas, they have to be ladas. V'chen chamron rabbonon mekadmin liburo. So according to Rav Chaim, we saw rabbonon encouraging a woman to go to the mikvah after over zmano, once the 7th day passed, to go to the mikvah during the day right away. I mean, as soon as she can, she go to the mikvah. Why is that so? Once she passed the time, so does it matter when she goes to the mikvah? Yes, you want to do the mitzvahs as soon as you can. If you know the ikar nidus to do in the night, but if you already passed the time, you can do it during the day. Go do it in the day. Continues the Gemara in Bas Yisrael Shabbos the Hadlik Mikohenes. If Bas Yisrael wants to come and light a candle from a kohenes, Tervez Absilu B'Shem and Tzreifo Umadlekes, meaning a kohenes can enjoy Shem and Tzreifo. What is the Shem and Tzreifo? The oil, which is truma, that became tameh, but the only thing you could do with it is light it, you have to burn it. As you're lighting, you're allowed to enjoy it, so you're allowed to put it into the wick and to light a candle with it. But only a kohenes can do that. Israelis can't do it. But if a Bas Yisrael wants to come and light a candle from a kohenes, she can even use the Shemen Tzreifa. Why is that so? Something that if you test a mud base, Rav Chunin B'Shem Hanane, Shas Mishlach HaZeh, V'Moyso, When originally they allowed Israelis to do that because it was a time when wolves were going in the street. And it was very dangerous to walk in the street in the night without a candle, without fire. So they allowed Israelis to take fire from a Kohenis, even though it's a Shemit Shefer, because of the Sakana. And they said you could do it. They never stopped it. Never came a new Beis Din to say, don't do that anymore. So once you have a Beis Din that says Mutter, if there's no other Beis Din say that it's also the Heter continues. So Reb Chaim points out in his Pirush later in the Amud, because it's only a Suder abundant for Israelis to enjoy the Shemit Shefer when it's burning. So therefore, they didn't have the need to go and be Aser it after it became Mutter. Says the word Kamod the Tamar Tamoah. As we saw there, that when Beis Din don't stop something, it continues. But then we saw it Lechumro. And here we're using it Lekula. What is over there? It's a Meseches Shvis. Someone who goes in Shmita and is Choyrish, is plowing a field in Shmita, you're not allowed to enjoy it after Shmita. More said, what happens when the kingdom, the Malchus came and forced Israel to do it? So now they have no choice but to do it. So maybe you'll say, now you're not going to be Koinis, that you're not allowed to enjoy the field. So well, no, because we don't have another Beis Din. The Beis Din said it's someone who plows his field in Shmita, you're not allowed to enjoy it after Shmita. So even though now there's a reason to say it's okay, it's still going to be usher because you don't have a Beis Din that stops it. So you see, something which is usher, you need another Beis Din to be matir it. Also, something which is mutter, you need another Beis Din to be aser it. That's the lush over there. Come on, the tema tamon, the way we saw over there in Shvi'is. Loi amad Beis Din ubitil. Beis Din did not come and stop it. Kol loi amad Beis Din ubitil. So here we didn't see this idea of, we didn't see Beis Din stopping it, so the heter continues. Bekorish koyin shaya oived etzel Yisrael. You have the animals of a Kohen working by Yisrael. You have the clothing of a Kohen, Sha'aner gets Yisrael, being weaved by Yisrael. Because for the purpose of the benefit of the Kohen. Yisrael the Kohen, Shu'ushutofim b'chonus. They are partners in a store. Mimalu Yisrael saner shem and tzreifo. So the Yisrael can fill up a candle with shem and tzreifo. V'oilu bo la'aliyah v'yoyi bo la'chanus asot tzrocho shekoyen. He goes up and down to come and do things the Kohen needs. Avalo tzrocho she Yisrael. But not the tzrocho of Yisrael, which is his own needs. But anything for the Kohen he can do, even though it's Yisrael doing it. Kohen sheba etzel Yisrael asoy simoy cheshbin. Comes a Kohen to Yisrael to run some numbers, some calculations for the business. V'hidigal gabal shem and tzreifo. Lights a shem and tzreifo on top of him. I will be shown when the Kohen Vodachlo, even the Kohen gets up and leaves, and the Chavim to the Chaboyis that she called Meirlo. The Yisrael doesn't have to come and extinguish the candle. Because it started by Heter, you can continue what we said before, it's only the Rabbanan Eser, because here it started when the Kohen was still there, you can leave it there as well. So Chananya went to do work by Rav Chiya Tzipurayo. Rav Chiya Tzipurayo was a Kohen. When he left, have a mali butzina shem tzreifo. So Abchiyo Tziporayim gave him a candle of shem tzreifo. So the more of a loyken savron meimal asot tzocho shekoyin of loy tzocho sheYisrael. But then we learn that Yisrael can enjoy shem tzreifo only as long as he's doing it for the koyin, not when he's doing it for himself. I mean, the loy hava avet kain loy hava asi. It is for the koyin, because if the koyin would not give him his own candle to go back home, he would never come back. So it was the purpose of the koyin. It's a benefit of the Kohen to give the Yisrael this candle, so that's what's said to be the Kohen is using it, and you can use the Shemen Tzreifo. Savi Meir Amot the Beisa Mat Filos. Okay, so once he got home, now you would extinguish the candle. Omav Chanin Al Dei Ken Havo Shoar, Val Dei Ken Havo Koretz. With this candle, he would go to sleep, and with this candle, he'd get up, meaning he was using the candle in his house as well. Why? Because that was all part of the job they did for the Kohen. He was working with the Kohen, so the Kohen gave him his needs so in order for him to come back the next day and continue the work. So the Gemara, the Shamsho, Shoal Rav Ami, begin the Anot Sovo Tilto Min Choylo. Meaning I dip the wick into oil of choyl. Choylo means choyl, meaning it's not Shem and Tzreifo. I dip it into choyl. And then I come and put the wick into a Shem and Tzreifo. Is that good enough? The fact that I have choyl over here already before, as we'll see soon, when you mix choyl with Shem and Tzreifo, it's okay. But you're not mixing it. I'm just dipping the wick into the Shem and choyl. So once you just dip it, so the oil is canceled, is absorbed in the ptilo, in the wick, and it doesn't really help you to use the Shem and Tzreifo later. He said this halacha to his people by Rechem, you now let it dip it into choyl and then use it for Shem and Tzreifo. Rav Ami noso ptilo. Rav Ami did use the ptilo with the Shem and Tzreifo, as we learned in the Amud Aleph, that they were matir it so you can use it. Rav Laya loy noso ptilo. Rav Laya did not do it. disagrees with Ami that you could use the shemen, the ptila, which is dipped in shemen tzreifa, as you saw in the beginning of the amud. Chashashu mishum gezel. So the answer is not because you're not allowed to enjoy shemen tzreifa as a Yisrael, but because it's the moment, it's a property of a kohen, and he's using the kohen's property. Does the shamish have the right in the house of the kohen to use the hendish, which means to use the truma? We're not sure that there was really rishus from Baal HaBayis to come and use it. So here comes what we mentioned briefly before. If I do have a shemen tzreifa, can I add to it shemen chulin? Have a mixture of both? Can you use it? All Rifaro Bishaya says is if you take a vessel that has they used to have in it shemen tzreifa and you emptied it out, you don't have to absorb, take out, completely clean out the shemen tzreifa. There could be a few drops left from the shemen tzreifa. But to take an actual shemen tzreifa and just add to it shemen chulin, that we didn't find a heter. Omar Avo Shona Rav Yonis Machmoy. Rav Yonis Machmoy told me, Paskoin Shoiso Oymedetzev Shabbos in Chashecho, daughter of a Koin. She's right before Shabbos in Chashecho. Viodo Nero Betoch Shemen Tzreifo. And there is Shemen Tzreifo over there that you're not allowed to use in Shabbos. Harizim Moisevez Betoch Shemen Chol Kol Shu Madlekas. All she needs to do is put in a little bit Shemen Chulin and she can light it for Shabbos. And as Rav Chaim points out, for Yisrael, we're not allowing to do it. A regular Yisrael cannot enjoy Shemen Tzreifo. But for a Kohen, a Kohenis was allowed to enjoy Shemen Tzreifa. The only problem is you're not allowed to light on Shabbos. We said before, in Madlikim Shemen Tzreifa B'yontas, you're not allowed to have a candle of Shemen Tzreifa lighting in Shabbos. So if you're mixed in it, chulin, then it's okay. Omele Avzeiro Ma HaVetiv. Rav Yonis is the one who brings this brayso. He's asking, who is this Rav Yonis? Can we rely on him? Omele Odom Godol Hoyo. He's a big person. And he's very buck in the Mishnayos. Reb Chia used to quote this brayso in front of Rebbe, and Rebbe appointed him, meaning Rebbe appointed Rav Yonis to a chacham because of this brayso that he quoted, meaning it's reliable, you can rely on this Rav Yonis that a bas koyin is allowed to use the shemen tzreifa on Shabbos if she puts into it a little bit shemen of choyl. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Yutes.